Hey, what's good? Welcome to Conversationalist Corner, a podcast that explores the world of conversation. My name is Paul Larson, and I'm here with my co-host, Jacob White. Super excited to have you here, and we hope that as you listen in today, that you learn the things that enable you to have the best conversations anytime, anyplace, and with anybody. All right, welcome everybody to another week and another episode of our podcast. We're super excited to be here. Yeah, I hope y'all liked last episode, and hope y'all are doing well.
Yeah, we decided we can pretty much record anywhere because we've kind of, I don't know, for the meantime, not been on top of scheduling, so we just get these little mics. It might be weird because I think the audio goes from your right ear to your left ear depending on who's talking, so that's a downfall, but
yeah, we'll see. We also have new mics today, so we'll see how they work out. But it's a little rainy here today, which is fun. Doesn't rain here much in Utah. But let's take advantage of this nice weather and have a good conversation. Jacob, how does that sound?
Let's do it. But before we get into like the bulk of our conversation, let's do a little life update. Paul, tell us what's new. It's been almost, I guess since we recorded, it's been almost 2 weeks, but the last podcast episode came out last week. Yeah. So what's new in the last week or so?
Oh, what has been new? I turned 23.
Yeah, Paul had a birthday.
I had a birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul. Yeah, everyone wished Paul a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. No, I'm just kidding. thank you, Jacob. Super fun. Went rock climbing in the morning, per usual. And then
before school?
No, like Tuesday, Thursday, I go from 9:30 to 10:30, 11.
Oh, really?
Because I have a space in between my classes.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it is really nice. So if you see me looking huge in these videos, you know why. And then had a Tuesdays are a busy day. My birthday was last Tuesday. And so I went to school, went to work, and I went and got dinner with my girlfriend. A nice little solid place, super yum. And then we went home, and I was like, all right, I've been hanging around kids. I was in a lab. Like, I need a shower. I just need to wash off, you know, the day. And then Maddie texted me and was like, no, don't get in the shower yet. And I was like, you can't. It's my birthday. You can't tell me what to do. I am taking a shower.
It was a long shower.
It was, okay, I was in the shower for exactly 1.5 songs.
That is not, there's no way that's
No. Let me explain. And you'll be curious. So why is Jacob, how does Jacob know how long I was MIA for? Well, I showered and I get really dry skin out here in Utah, so I made sure to, you know, put the lotion on my legs and on my arms.
He was buttering himself up.
Yeah, and then I picked an outfit, changed my outfit, because I was like, you know, I need a relaxing outfit. And the first outfit that I put on was a little bit too tight, and I needed things to just, like, not touch me. I was a little overstimulated. And so it probably took me 10 minutes. From start to finish, especially because then I got in a conversation with my roommate. And then finally I go down to Maddie's place and she like walks around the corner from the apartment and I was like, oh, like, what? Where are you at? And she's like, oh, I was just checking to see if there's a package. Absolute bologna BS. Sandwich. Yeah. But I don't know. If I don't have reason to be suspicious, I will not be suspicious. So I was like, okay, whatever. So we go into her apartment for like approximately 10 seconds before she's like, hey, I have a pie dish of Preston. He's one of my roommates. Let's go give it back. So I was like, all right, like I just got here, but we can go back to my apartment. And then we walk up to my apartment. I open the door and I look to my right and I see the living room is all dark. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, we don't ever have the lights off in the evening.
It was not, it was like 8:30.
And then I look again and there's
surprise.
There's all my friends. Yeah. And Maddie had thrown together a little birthday party for me. Jacob was there along with a couple other of our close friends. Yeah. And we just talked and ate key lime pie. So it was a good
day. It was a good day. I as I was walking away from that with Natalie, like, man, we got to do that more often. Like, that was fun.
Yeah. Problem is, there's no birthdays for a while.
There's not. I think the next birthday is Kate.
Yeah, that's in December.
Well, I don't know about Noah and them, but
no, actually, Noah's is coming up. That's November. No, October. Yeah, I can't remember.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. It's October. I think Katie's is in November.
Okay.
But how about you, dude?
I kind of had a crazy last week and a half or so.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
So last week was just a regular week of school until Friday, when my wife and I, we went back to Washington for the weekend. So we left Friday morning around, I don't know, 11? No, like, no, our flight was 11. So we probably left around like 9 o'clock or so, yeah. I want to say we left at 9. I don't remember. But we got on an airplane, we flew to Washington. We got home like around like 1 o'clock, and then we just kind of hung out with my family. And the reason for this trip was that my little sister, Eliza, was about to start her mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So we went home, and we hung out with her. And actually, a fun little story is my little sister, Charlotte, she had a huge cross-country meet that she went to that day on Saturday, so we didn't get to see her that much. But what happened was she went to this, there's a huge meet down in Oregon called the Muck. It's right by, it's like 5 minutes from the Tillamook factory.
Wow.
So it's like a 4-hour drive from our house. So she left at like 7 and they raced around like 3 or 4. And so we couldn't go because we were doing stuff with family at home. We had extended family come down. But Charlotte went and she ran the 5K, and we were watching just like the splits of the miles, cause that's all we got. There's no video feed or anything. It's just a high school race.
Right.
So she goes to the first mile, and it shows the first girl who's like one of the best in the nation is like 5:01 for the first mile. I'm like, holy smokes. Then lo and behold, 15 seconds later, Charlotte's coming through in 5:16. I'm
holy.
Like, oh my gosh. So I guess to keep it kind of short, she ended up running 17:55
as a,
in a 5K as a sophomore, a 16-year-old. So she's looming real close. Now me, Eliza, and Charlotte, our 5K PR are with all within 10 seconds of each other.
She's got you guys.
Eliza's 17:47, I want to say. I'm 17:50, and Charlotte's 17:55.
Oh, so, man.
She's wicked fast.
Hey, the baby white is coming for y'all.
Yeah, she's wicked fast. But that was a big highlight. And then Eliza, on Sunday, she gave a really good talk in church, and I was just really proud of her. She got set apart. It was really cool because my dad's the stake president, so he's the one who kind of
leads it all.
And so all my family was there, including my uncle and aunt and their three boys who aren't active members of the church. Never, I guess just my uncle's a member of the church, and then his wife's not, and their kids have never been active. They're just young. So it was really cool to have them there and have them be a part of it. And then, yeah, it was really cool. Said goodbye to Eliza, which was a little sad. But
oh, that is sad. Shout out to Ramona White.
Yeah, she's learning the Espanol right now. She leaves for Mexico on Wednesday.
No way. Yeah. Super cool.
So that's like the biggest life update. I've been playing. This week I haven't played, but last week I played disc golf probably like 4 times just by myself, which is kind of sad, but also super enjoyable.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bigger life update.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that
with everyone.
This individual listener.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and for both of us, school has been kicking back into session.
Yeah,
you know,
as we talked about. I feel like we're hitting stride.
Yeah. People are probably taking midterms. I don't really do midterms, so.
You don't?
I don't have any midterms, so.
At all? Or any of your classes?
Not for a long time, I don't think. Dang, I don't know.
I have one that I'm doing either tonight or tomorrow. And then I have one I'm doing on Monday.
Yeah. Well, one thing, you know, last time we talked about meeting new people, and today we kind of wanted to, there was another topic that our experience in college has kind of.
Yeah, it sparked it.
Sparked this kind of topic, and that is connecting with, or reconnecting essentially with old friends.
Yeah.
Because here in college, you know, so I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Jacob's from University Place, Washington. You know, we have friends that are from back home. We have friends from our missions. Like, we know a lot of people that actually go here.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you run into someone, you'll be like, oh my goodness, I have not seen or talked to that person for years, you know?
Yeah.
Just because life gets busy, you move on with life, you have new chapters in your life. And so things happen, you lose contact with people whenever they're not circumstantially in your life, and now for whatever reason the circumstances have led you back together.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for a day or two, or it could be a class.
A couple minutes,
like, that person is back in your life, and I think that both of us have had excellent and also subpar experiences with reconnecting with old friends.
Yeah.
And so we figured that that would be, I don't know, a good thing to talk about. I don't know, Jacob, yeah. You feel like that this is
something that's pretty relevant for you? Yeah, I feel like this is something that is reconnecting with old people that you, like old friends or people that you knew whenever, like whether it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I mean, whatever your life circumstances, you're probably going to eventually run into someone you know. And those interactions can either be like super great or super awkward. I feel like there's no kind of in between.
Yeah.
And you get to choose how it goes. So we feel it's a super important topic to be able to just discuss like principles we've seen work for us when reconnecting with other people, and principles that we think are valuable to avoid because maybe it's not helpful. Yeah. So I guess before we get into like the, like, I don't know, principles and stuff, like, do you have any recent experiences with this, Paul?
Yeah, I think that for me, one experience that I think maybe the greatest experience that I've had with reconnecting with old friends actually wasn't even this year, but last year.
Okay.
We've got some family friends. So I lived, before I lived in St. Louis, I lived in Cincinnati for a little while.
Yeah.
And we had some really good friends, and they had a daughter who was my age. And, you know, we'd see them every once in a while here and there. But, I don't know, like, then I hadn't seen this family or anybody from this family for years. Probably like 5 years, 4 years at that point. And then I got here to college. I came here to BYU. And lo and behold, last year, there was this family friend. And she's super nice, super fun, super friendly. So it was really easy for me to, I mean, we were at a social gathering. And
what was that? Like a, was that?
It was like a devotional.
Yeah, a devotional at the beginning of the last semester. Or last year.
Yeah, and like, I think that she noticed me, but she was a little bit afraid. Like, I don't know if he'll recognize me or notice me, right? Because, you know, at this point, we're both adults, and last time we had seen each other was when we were youth. Pretty much, I can't remember. I think she came up. Or I came up. Yeah, I think they came up. And her her cousin. They asked to
sit by us, I think.
No. This is even before then.
Even before then?
Yeah. We were standing. We had just gotten, like, a food or whatever. And
her
cousin came up, and we're like, hey, it's me. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, long time no see.
Yeah.
And then we only had a brief interaction there. But we traded numbers. We took selfies, sent it to our mothers.
Yeah.
You know, and then we just traded numbers, and we're like, oh my goodness, like, we need to stay in touch. And then, I think they came over to one of our parties, and then we went all on a little group outing together, and we got the chance to talk one-on-one, and just got to talk about our lives and what had been going on, and I don't know, like, just talking about things that were important to us, and from there, like, we've reconnected, and now she's one of my really close friends.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I was a kind of a bystander in that whole, not all of it, but a lot of those situations.
Jacob was a bystander for everything that happened. He is a bystander for, like, everything that happens in my life for the most part. Like, he is always there, and that is how it should be. I will never have to reconnect with this dude, because we are always connected.
Well, hopefully not. That should be something. Anyways, but yeah, it was really cool to see, like, it kind of, like, very quickly became, like, oh, yeah, it's Anna, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just going to go over to Anna's for a minute and just say hello, like, on a Sunday when she was doing her little game nights or whatever. And so it was, like, very quickly did it become, like, oh, it's just my close friend. Right. Like, it was never, like, awkward. It was never weird. It was never like, hey, like, how do I navigate this? It was just like, oh, yeah, like, we were friends then. We're still friends. Like, what's changed? It's not like you guys. It's just because of, like, circumstances that you didn't live next to each other. And so you didn't foster that friendship because you were so young the last time you saw each other. And I think it was really cool to see, like, very quickly you guys became good friends again.
Yeah.
And probably better, I don't know how close you guys were before, but I feel like probably maybe better than it was.
Yeah, I think before, we are better friends now than we were before.
Yeah, and just because of intentionality and choosing to be like, hey, like, you're a cool person, I really appreciated you in the past, I still want to be friends with you. Instead, like, I had a bad example the other day.
A bad example? Yeah. Oh no.
So last semester, I had a class with one of our roommates, Tyler. and he's really good at this. He's really good at this. He'll meet people.
Shout out to Tyler. Yeah. We love you, dude.
Tyler meets so many people, and it's actually super incredible the amount of people he can connect with and meet and just know. And so it was always a joke. He and his wife now, every time we were with him, we had to stop because they would see someone they hadn't seen.
His wife is also amazing at this. Yeah, so it was like we could not go to social outing without them knowing people.
Yeah, like everywhere we went, they knew people, and it was like, what the heck? Like, these people are so... So Tyler, we show up at this class, and this girl is like, Tyler was like, oh my gosh, like, what the heck? You're in this class? And it was one of his friends from before he served a mission when he was at the U. And because we were in the same class, like, I sat next to Tyler and her, and we became good friends, and we would always like have discussions together during class, and after class we'd talk and stuff. And I saw her the other day, and she like kind of lit up and said, like, was trying to say hello. But I was talking to someone else and going into a classroom.
Oh.
And so I immediately regretted my decision to like kind of, like, I kind of waved like to say hello, but yeah. Like, I think she wanted to say hello, like, and have a, like, a short conversation. Cause like,
see how you're doing.
Because every time last year, like, when I would see her, like, even though we were not in the same class anymore and like, we didn't know each other that well, I would always say hi to her.
Right.
And I just felt really, really bad because like,
friend, if you're listening to this, Jacob apologizes.
Yeah, I don't think she is, but maybe somehow if we, yeah. Anyways, I felt so bad because I just like totally brushed her off. And it's not even like we're that close of friends. Like, I don't think we'd ever hung out outside of like that class. But it was just like, oh man, I don't ever want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to like kind of, it's not like I was being super dismissive. It's just the fact that I didn't even like say hello or like entertain it for a second.
Yeah.
Because she looked very excited.
Yeah. You can tell when people are excited to see you or when they recognize you and whatnot. But this actually brings me into one of the quotes that I've been thinking about as we were kind of, you know, thinking about this podcast, is from Henry David Thoreau. And it's, the language of friendship is not words, but meaning. And I think that this is evident in both of our experiences. For my part, you know, with my good friend Anna, like, yeah, it was good to talk, but like, we didn't really talk that first time we saw each other because we like were in the middle of a devotional, like, yeah, like, we didn't talk,
it wasn't the place.
It was like we talked enough and we interacted enough that both of us could tell that we were excited. The meaning was like of that excitement of reconnecting. Yeah. And then as we continued our relationship and our friendship, it was like, oh, like, you know, I'm going to stop by and say hi, right? Or I'm going to invite you to something because you do mean something to me. You are a friend that I want to have in my life. And so, like, there is that meaning. Well, for me, well, for you, I don't know. Like, how do you feel like that meaning wasn't there?
Every single day I go to the, so it was right before my research lab in the Smithfield House. And I was talking to, I don't know who I was talking to, but I was walking.
See, and he doesn't even remember. That's how the conversation I was having was not even that important. So he doesn't even remember now. He could have stopped.
I could have stopped and I was early and like,
but it was convenient not to. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, it was really convenient to just wave and leave. But ever since then, I've gone to that lab like maybe 3 times now. And I'm like, it's at the same time every week. And I'm like, please just like give me the chance to like have her come down. I think she might have been coming from the gym. I don't know. Maybe she had a class back there because she's an exercise science major. So that would make sense. But she like...
Maybe she doesn't take that way because you scared her away.
I know. Maybe she doesn't take that way now. I don't know. But like every time like I go to that lab, I'm like, oh, hopefully I can see her today so I can like kind of like repent of
what you did, I didn't mean to
run away.
Yeah, what you did in that, what your action showed right there was there was little meaning to that interaction, right?
It kind of devalued the relationship that
you didn't show that you mean something to her. And what's interesting though is for you, like, you're probably not going to reconnect with this gal and become like super close friends and do things with her a lot in the future, right?
Probably not.
But that does not mean that there is not meaning, and there doesn't mean that you cannot connect.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious, you know, like, what do you think that connection and that meaning would have looked like in your situation?
Just like the interaction that
we had. Yeah, yeah. Like, ideally, if you were to follow a good conversational.
Like my conscience that I have now, like if I were to do what I like, I meet like.
How would you have shown her that she means something to you?
I would have just like stopped and maybe had like a 2-3 minute conversation. Right? That's it.
You
like,
can.
It wasn't a lot that I was gonna like have a big long conversation. I was just gonna be like, hey, like how's it going? Like long time no see. Like how's your classes going? Like kind of like a. I don't know, semi like basic conversation.
It could be a basic conversation,
but it means so much.
Well, that's what Henry's trying to say here. My brother Henry, he's trying to say it doesn't actually.
The words that occur don't matter. It's the fact that you stop.
Which is bold coming from conversationalists, because we care a lot about the words and the meat and bones of the conversation. But sometimes
when reconnecting, I think words are not as important. It's just showing the fact that you care.
Right, that meaning. So the meaning from Jacob's interaction comes from sacrificing time.
Yeah.
Doing something inconvenient. For me, my meaning was, you know, like, oh, I'm going to invite you to things because I actually do want to get to know you better. I want to hang out with you more.
Yeah.
Because we haven't gotten the chance to in recent years, right? Meaning can look different. Meaning can be, oh, you know what? I'm just going to be... Like, you just make me happy, right? So I have, my face should show that. I should smile. Yeah. I should talk in like an uplifted tone. I should.
Coming back to the nonverbals.
Right.
We really got to go over that.
We got to spend a whole podcast on it. But meaning looks very different in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one thing that's really important and maybe the most important thing in reconnecting. And it brings me actually to another quote that I wrote down. This is from Frankenstein, I believe, which was written by Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley.
Yeah.
And it says, "The companions of our childhood always possess a certain power over our minds which hardly any later friend can obtain."
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to say that childhood friends are better than like adult friends or teenage friends. But what I'm trying to say here is, the people from your childhood will hold a special place in your heart.
Yeah.
And then, because that they mean a lot to you due to their experiences, right? They mean a lot to you because you knew them as children, right? Then, while it says later any friend can obtain, which hardly any later friend can obtain, that's okay. That space in your heart is reserved for your childhood friends.
Yeah.
And... But then you're going to meet friends in college, like Jacob and I, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's never going to touch the space in my heart that, like, for example, my best friend Jeremy growing up.
Yeah.
Like, that's my dog. I would do anything for him. I know him, like, from as far as I can remember. And that's okay that Jacob is not going to have mean that same thing to me. Because Jacob means so much to me as a college friend, right?
Yeah.
And... he has a, you know, with childhood friends, it's almost like a nostalgia. Super. Like, you have this, like, nostalgic relationship. What do you do when you get together with your childhood friends? You reminisce.
You reminisce.
Right? That's what you said. Like, I love doing that with my boy Jeremy. We can talk about for ages because we spent so many life experiences together.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, you know, with Jacob and I, what do? We met in college. We are friends in college. We are friends as we are both having big things in our life. So what do we talk about? The big ideas in the future, right? What are some crazy things that we can do now? Conversations that I don't really have with Jeremy. That does not mean that one relationship is better than the other. In fact, I will do anything. I will lay down my life for these men in an instant.
For each.
Right? But that's something to, like, think about the meaning that people have in your life.
Yeah.
You know, think about a person. Well, what do they mean to me? You know, for Jeremy, that guy, he was my ride or die whenever I hadn't, like, you know, and in a time in my life where, like, I only connected on surface level with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, growing up as a member of our faith in Missouri, pretty uncommon. And so you really get close to the people that you share your faith with.
Yeah.
Jeremy is one of those people. So he is someone that connected with me and I connected with, and I, you know, he was there for me always during that time, and he means so much to me for that, because of that. So when we reconnect, I talk about that. We reminisce over
it's stuff
that.
Like, oh, remember the time when,
because that's what he means to me, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jacob is my buddy who pushes me to be better. I don't know, I hope I push him to be better. We both have crazy ideas like this podcast. So what do when we get together?
We do it, or we talk about
it. We talk about things, we do things, and we have a ton of
it's
fun.
It's Mary.
No way. She doesn't even know it. No. Mary, you should listen to our podcast.
Yeah, Mary, hi. We saw you while we're recording this.
That's when she's wearing the... She's wearing an outfit that Maddie wore the other day. They just share outfits. Anyways.
We could probably just cut that out.
Anyways, what was I saying? Okay. But reconnect to people...
Yeah.
With the part of your heart that they belong to.
Yeah.
Or what they mean to you. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. And while you were talking... I got reminded of a song it's by Ben Rector. If you know who Ben Rector is, he's a pretty good artist. And he has a song called Old Friends. And I think the lyrics are, they're pretty good. And I'm going to read just a big section now. The last two verses, I don't know if it's the last, I guess it's the last verse and then the melody, not the, what's the middle?
The chorus?
The chorus, there we go. I'm not super great with music. He said, and I've got some new friends now. Good friends now, but I've never seen their parents' back porch. I wouldn't change how things turned out, but there's no one in this time zone who knows what inline skates that I wore. And then the lyrics, can you take me back to when we were just friends, when we weren't scared of getting older, because no one knows you like they know you, and no one probably will. You can grow up, make new ones, but the truth is that we grow up and wish we could go back then, because there's nothing like old friends.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like spot on with what you're saying is like, we can make new friends, but it's different. It's just different.
And that's okay. And it's not any worse.
It's not worse. It's just different. And that's okay.
And these people can become closer friends.
Yeah.
Than even your old friends.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't know. I think, like, with that example, like, people that you connect with here at this stage of life have a special meaning in your heart. And maybe, for example, some of the people that I've met in the last year or so, like, maybe I'll... like become Facebook friends with them or like see them every once in a while. Yeah. But like, I think there's a lot of people that I'm going to meet here in college and have meaningful connections with that I might not see that much after I leave.
Right.
And so while that is sad and it is the reality probably for most people, they hold a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Like if I am to see, like, for example, just walked by Mary, if I'm to see Mary in 20 years, it's going to be like, oh my gosh, like what the heck? Like, remember, like, when we went night skiing that one time, or when we would go climbing, or like, it, then they become a part of that time and place in your heart. And, but like, I don't know, I think it's just so intentional,
right?
It's so meaningful to be
okay,
intentional.
Okay, okay, so I have a thought. You know, we talk about having like subpar experiences with some of these people that we reconnect with, and I think that it's almost because you're trying to force them into
the person they were back then.
Right. Well, no, not that.
Not that?
No. I think that's fine. I'll explain this later.
Okay, but yeah.
I think that's fine. But what it is I think that, like, let's say that, like, we'll take a book example. So let's say, for example, like, you meet a friend. They're a friend in your life for, like, a couple of years. And I'm just talking about that kind of initial reconnection.
Okay.
Let's say they were part of chapter 4 in your life, and then you meet them again in chapter 16.
Big deal.
I don't think that you should just try to, like, throw them right into your life.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Don't just be like, oh my goodness, let me tell you all about, like, what is going on in my life right now, blah, 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 blah.
Let me give you a 12-chapter update.
Right, because I think that that's fine. I think that is acceptable, right? I think that's a good practice to just be like, oh my goodness, like, let's just, like, talk about what's going on in our lives right now.
Yeah.
So we can catch it, put ourselves up to speed. But imagine how much fun it would be to see someone that you haven't seen for years, be like, oh my goodness, hi, how are you? How are you doing? You know, obviously basic introductory conversation stuff. And then be like, dude, you know what? Just being around you, this totally just reminded me of that one time.
Yeah.
Then you just hit them with that memory, right?
Yeah.
Boom. You show them that they mean something to you and that you cherish your memories with them.
Yeah.
And then, two, you just open up the door for them to be like, you know what? This person remembers me. They see me. They. It reminds them what you are in their heart.
Yeah. You know, an interesting example of kind of both of these, honestly, of reconnecting with an old friend and then becoming current friends, like, again, for me, I think a really good example is my good friend Eric. If you Paul knows Eric, he's met him, and
good
he's
guy.
A great guy.
Shout out to Eric.
Eric, if you're listening, I love you. But Eric is a friend that I had in high school, and we were really good friends in high school, and And then he went to college and I went to serve a mission, and we would email, like, maybe, I think we emailed each other like 4 or 5 times in the 2 years, maybe, which we were just doing our own thing. And like, he would send me little updates and it was really nice. And I would send him little updates. Well, I say updates every week, but to everyone, it was just like a mess anyways. But like, it was really nice. Like, oh, like Eric still like thinks and cares about me. And then like, when I got home, we like hung out and he was like, oh my gosh, like let's talk. And like, I think I hung out with him like maybe once, cause I was pretty quick, like from when I went home to when I came here to Utah. And it was still kind of like a situation where we were talking a little bit, but it wasn't like we had completely reconnected. We just kind of like, we were still friends the whole time. Yeah. I don't think our friendship had like diminished at all. It was just like, since we didn't see each other every day and run, like this is a guy I probably spent like at least, I don't know, like 10 plus hours a week with, because we had two classes together our senior year. We would run with each other every day for at least like, I don't know, run for like at least 30 minutes or like up to like an hour and a half. So like we spent a lot of time around each other. And so we were like super comfortable with each other. And I'm not saying we were uncomfortable with each other when we got home. It's just like we had both lived a lot of life apart and not seen each other that large amount of time. And we hadn't seen each other at all for 2 years besides like the emails that we had sent. But over the last year or so, Eric has become again like a friend that, while he does not live here in Utah and he lives in Colorado, while we were home over the summer, we made a very important thing to us to reconnect. And it started out kind of like that, like we would talk about like things in the past, and like, but it very quickly became like a conversation between you and I.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's interesting to see, like, I reconnected with Eric and we became good friends again, and like we were reconnecting on things in the past and becoming good friends. And then also like, then it was like, okay, like, well, what are you like learning now? Like,
yeah.
And like, yeah, well, yeah. How are you going forward, and how are you trying to become a better man, and how are you trying to be a better follower of Jesus Christ? Cause we both have a very strong faith in Jesus Christ, and that's a big part of our lives. And how are you, like, let's talk about fitness, cause we're both into like running, and he's getting into triathlon now. And so it's really cool to like, now it's kind of like shifted into like, it's almost like there was a big ramp up to catch up to now, and now it's, well, like we're going towards the future.
And what I really like is essentially what I think what I was trying to get at is, you don't need to fill in the gap.
No, you don't.
Between like when you were friends and now, essentially, like,
yeah, like we didn't honestly talk that much about like his experience at college, and he was like, yeah, I ran, like it was fun. And I was like, well, I went on a mission.
Because
like,
they weren't there. They're not truly ever going to get, like, sure, share the big things in life, yeah, right? And if you're really interested about something, get to know him. But I think, and this is probably, you know, not your average advice for reconnecting with old friends.
Probably not.
But I'd say that initial contact, you know, try to show them what they mean to you,
yeah,
by reconnecting on the past. And then I think do that to create that kind of foundation. And then honestly, start using get to know you skills.
Because they've changed. They've become...
Because they have
evolved
changed,
a little,
right?
Bit, at least.
They, hopefully. But then...
Most people have.
You know, but then, like we talked about last time, you know, notice things about them.
And just care.
Mention things that you notice about them. Set up circumstances that you can be with them more often.
Yeah.
And make them a part of your life now, if you want to.
Yeah.
Not everybody that you reconnect to.
You don't have to be friends with everyone.
Some people, you can, if you reconnect with them, just hit them with the, bro, like, it's so good to see you. Like, how you doing? You know, I was just thinking about that time we did something crazy, you know, so much fun. I love you so much for that, bro.
Yeah.
Also, gotta run. See you later. That's the type of experience that I have a lot in between my classes. Totally fine.
You don't have the time to sit down and talk.
Totally fine, right? And these people are people that I love, but I, you know, they don't really have, like, they don't fit into my puzzle right now.
Yeah.
Like, they're not really going to be a part of my life, and that is fine, right? So
that
you
have,
you have
to burn bridges. It's just, like, right now, they're still there, but they're not the
and
biggest
that's fine.
Piece.
I'm not, you know, they don't need me in their life. I don't need them in my life, so that's totally fine. It's not bad. You know, there should be no stigma of, like, them moving on and opening new chapters in their lives.
Yeah.
So essentially, if we could kind of condense what we've talked about, like, reconnect by showing them what they mean to you. Good way to do that: talk about past experiences together, things that you remember about them. It just
shows that you, like, remember them and care about them.
Totally. And then skip everything that happened.
Yeah.
Reasonably. If they had something huge happen, maybe address it.
Yeah.
This is a very basic principle. It's like, oh, you had a kid. Right? And then just start talking about them now, right? And be like, you know what? Like, let's do things more together. Set up circumstances, right? Yeah. Get their number. That's circumstances.
It's building.
Noticing about them. Oh, I see you got a new tattoo. That's super duper sick, bro.
Yeah.
Or be like, you know what? You seem super buff. You going to the gym right now?
Yeah.
Like, all these different things. Notice things about them. And then get to know them almost like they were a new person.
Yeah. It just makes, I don't know. It's like a sweet, I don't know. Like, experiencing, like, it's like so cool. Because it's like, you've bridged two people together, and like, I think the coolest part of it is just seeing how you've both changed.
Yeah.
And like, it's just cool to see, like, with, as for my example with Eric, like, being able to see the way he's changed is also like, helped myself see the way I've changed since high school, and like, just see how like my priorities have changed. And like, because like, Paul, Eric and I would have conversations about our faith, but it was never like, it was just like, oh, like, what is your faith about? What is my faith about? And like, I don't know, it was just kind of like, but now it's like, we share a mutual connection with God. Like, we both like, and we like can connect on that on a very personal level. And so it's so meaningful to be able to like, take the Eric that I knew in high school, who we shared so many awesome experiences together. And now the Eric who I, it takes a lot of work. Like,
yeah,
he texted me the other day. Well, he tried to call me, and then he texted me. He's like, hey, call me when you have time. And so I called him right back because I didn't see his call. And we talked for like 40 minutes. And like, I was so appreciative of his intentionality to reach out and like make an effort to stay good friends, because that's something I truly want with this friend of mine. And he means so much to me that I want him to be a part of my life forever. Like, I want him to be a close friend, even if we don't live in the same place for a long, long time. And it was just a super good example to me of like the intentionality once you've reconnected. Yeah. And so, yeah.
Because they're a new person, right?
Yeah.
Totally. I think it's important to remember, and I think that, I hope this is not confusing, but I think it is important to remember who they were.
Yeah.
Because that shows them how much you mean to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, just like, because here's the thing, you know a person that, you know a part of them that a lot of people won't ever get to know.
That's
so
true.
So cherish that, value that, and then treat them, and then get to know them.
Again.
And again, from scratch almost. Just because they deserve it, they've changed. Be excited about them, love them, learn about them. Don't assume anything about them.
Yeah.
Remember,
give them a blank slate.
Here we go. Cherish your relationship. Cherish the person that they were, and be excited to get to know, or don't assume anything about the person that they are now.
Yeah. Cherish the passion. Look forward to the future.
Right. Something like that.
I don't know. I'm not super poetic. Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry, we kind of rambled today, but hopefully this has been a good conversation where you've just been able to think, and we really want you to reconnect with your friends, because not to end on a spiritual note or anything, but I am.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a strong advocate and believer that the main thing that we will bring with us to heaven is our friendships. Mm-hmm. We're not going to bring, sure, we'll bring things we know, but we have a millennium. We have years. We have eternity to learn new things. Yeah. I don't really care about the knowledge part. I'm going to be honest. Hot take there. But you are going to bring relationships with you.
Yeah.
And the relationships that we create here on Earth are going to be unique and special, even in those relationships that we create in heaven. Just like mentioned in the quote, the relationships we create here are going to hold the place in our heart
forever
that no other relationship can touch in eternity. So make those friends now so you have them in heaven.
Yeah, so I guess that kind of wraps up our episode for this week. As a closing note, we encourage you guys this week to go out and we encourage you to go out and make a reconnection with someone that you've been thinking about this entire episode. Reach out to them no matter how long it's been, and just let them know how much you have been thinking about them, and just talk with them. Reconnect and see what comes of it. And we promise that it will be a meaningful experience.
And we'll do it too.
Yeah.
All right. Love you.
Peace.
Bye.